What I stand for is what I stand on. These words came from Wendell Berry, a writer, farmer, and activist whose work has shaped the way we think about sustainability, community, and our connection to the land. When we talk about environmentalism, we focus on policies, scientific studies, and activism. But literature shapes how we understand the world, and few writers have done this as powerfully as Wendell Berry. In this podcast, we explore Berry's life, his impact, and why his words still resonate today. Wendell Berry was born in 1934 in rural Kentucky in Henry County. His family had been farming there for generations, but Berry didn't immediately follow in their footsteps. Instead, he pursued an academic life, earning degrees, becoming a professor, and even traveling to Europe on a fellowship. But something kept pulling him back to Kentucky. In 1965, he made a decision that would define his life and his work. He left his promising academic career and returned home to farm. This wasn't about nostalgia. Berry believed that real knowledge, real wisdom, came from being deeply connected to the place, to community, to land. He once wrote, "If you don't know where you are, you don't know who you are." And for Berry, knowing where he was meant working the land, understanding its rhythms, and advocating for small farmers, for sustainability, for a way of life that he saw disappearing in the face of industrial agriculture. But Berry didn't just farm. He wrote, and his writing became one of the most powerful forces in shaping modern environmental thought. His poetry, essays, and fiction all carry the same message. We are losing something vital when we disconnect from the land. Take his poetry, for example. In The Peace of Wild Things, Berry paints a picture of a man escaping the chaos of modern life by retreating into nature. His words are simple, but their impact is profound.
The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
His fiction, too, tells stories of rural life with a depth and honesty that few others capture. His Port William series, a set of interconnected novels and short stories, follows generations of a fictional farming community, reflecting real struggles. The disappearance of family farms, the economic hardships, the pull of modernity. Jaber Crow, one of his best novels, is a meditation on these themes, told through the eyes of a small town barber watching the world change around him. Berry's impact extends beyond the written word. He has been a vocal activist for decades, challenging the economic and political forces driving environmental destruction. Unlike many writers who come at it from a distance, Berry has put himself on the front lines. One of the most famous examples of his activism came in 2011 when, at the age of 77, Berry staged a four-day sit at the Kentucky governor's office to protest mountaintop removal mining. This practice, which strips entire mountaintops for coal, has devastated Appalachian communities and ecosystems. Berry's activism is rooted in the same philosophy that defines his writing, a belief in the power of small, local communities to resist corporate and industrial forces. Whether through his speeches, protests, or advocacy for sustainable agriculture, he has lived out the values he writes about. Beyond poetry and fiction, Berry's essays are direct calls to action. His collection, The Art of the Commonplace, lays out his philosophy that sustainability isn't just about new technologies or policies, it's about changing the way we live. He critiques industrial farming, urban sprawl, and the destruction of local economies. He argues for small-scale, community-based solutions. And people listened. His ideas influenced the slow food movement, the rise of regenerative agriculture, and even thinkers like Michael Pollan and Barbara Kingsolver. So why does this matter now? Because the world Berry warned us about, the loss of small farms, the dominance of industrial agriculture, the detachment from nature, is our reality. Climate change, soil depletion, food insecurity, these aren't abstract issues. They're everyday struggles, and Berry's work offers not just critique, but guidance. His message isn't about rejecting modern life, but about finding balance. It's about remembering that our well-being is tied to the health of the land, that sustainability isn't just an environmental issue, but a human one. Barry's work challenges us to think differently, to slow down, to reconnect, to ask ourselves, what do we stand for, and what do we stand on? If you're inspired by what you've heard, I encourage you to read Barry's work. Start with Jaber Crow, read The Peace of Wild Things, dive into The Art of the Commonplace, and more than that, reflect on your own connection to place, to food, to community. Because Barry reminds us, we must live with the land, not just on it. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a step outside, breathe in the world around you, and consider, what is your relationship to this place?